Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling that you have govern your actions as far as you telling the truth. But there is a difference between turning yourself in and telling the truth. There's a big difference when it comes to that. So we're going to take a look at that tonight, turning yourself in. Have you ever turned yourself in? Have you ever known anybody else to turn themselves in? Have you ever encouraged somebody to turn themselves in? You know, you may have known sometime in your life that committed a serious crime, a highly publicized crime. Maybe they killed somebody. Maybe they hurt somebody. Maybe they robbed a bank. They did something to whereas the authorities, the police, the feds, which is still the police, but it's just a different type of police, a different type of crime. They were looking for you, actively looking for you. Going to people's addresses, known addresses of people who knew you or who know you or that you may have frequented. And they're asking around, have you seen this person? They may have pictures of you. They're asking, yo, do you know this person? And, you know, when you ask enough people who know you, have they seen you? They're going to alert you like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on with you, but you know, the cops came around here asking questions, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes the cops don't ask the questions. They don't just ask the questions. They may go to your place of residence and get a warrant, a search warrant to search your place where they can bust in the place and look for what they want and who they want, which is sort of like a violation of your rights and definitely your privacy, but it happens. And if the crime is serious enough, the judge and the courts will stand by that. But speaking of courts, that's what turning yourself in is all about. You know, Because you can turn yourself into court. You can turn, I'm sorry, you can turn yourself into the police. That's the first leg of the legal system that you would encounter if you decided to turn yourself in. You can still plead guilty. Like, you may have been suspected of committing a crime that you didn't actually commit. But to save a lot of time, save a lot of money, save a lot of aggravation, and to exonerate yourself or try to prove your innocence, you may say, well, hey, I'm just going to go turn myself in, and then I'm going to contact my lawyer, as a matter of fact, and then I'm going to turn myself in with my lawyer present. So, because that can actually be a healthier way of you getting to the place where you can enter the legal system. Because when you turn yourself in with a lawyer can ensure that you won't be beat up, handled, or accused of tacking on charges like resisting arrest, which can result in you being hurt or killed in many instances. Turning yourself in before you ever encounter the legal system, you may have decided to turn yourself in other cases where you may have gotten yourself into some trouble. Maybe you took something that you weren't supposed to take. Maybe you involved yourself in a situation that you weren't supposed to involve yourself in. Maybe you witnessed a crime that somebody else was trying to keep under wraps. You know, in the criminal world, on the streets, people are very suspicious of people who turn themselves in. Criminals believe, because the street code believes, that if somebody turns themselves in, then they're ready to start snitching. They're ready to start telling on somebody, particularly if they are not the initial guilty party. They may have been along for the ride. Let's say if the getaway driver turns himself in, we in big trouble. We are in big trouble. We are as good as gone, because the getaway driver wasn't the one who actually did the robberies. They definitely didn't do any of the shooting. They're not the most visible party. If anybody would be able to get away with a crime, it would be the getaway driver. So if the getaway driver turns himself in, then everybody else involved in that crime is like, oh no, he's about to start singing like Natalie Cole. I'm catching hell, living here alone. Dum, dum. Oh, I never. Okay, I'm just saying. But there, you know, when you were younger and you got in trouble, maybe you got caught with your hands in the cookie jar. Speaking of getting caught with your hands in the cookie jar, that's a cliche, an old cliche that we've all heard. It means that you got caught literally with your hand in the cookie jar. Like, so when cookies are missing, and you know, little kids love cookies, we have conditioned and groomed our kids to like sweets, particularly cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and I don't know if parents keep their cookies in a cookie jar anymore, but when we grew up, the cookies were actually in a cookie jar. So we expect the kids not to raid the cookie jar and eat all the cookies in the cookie jar. You're supposed to wait until an authority, meaning a parent or another adult, authorized you to have a cookie. Well, all kids couldn't wait until the authority, the authorizing body to come along and give them a cookie. So sometimes you would, if the cookie jar was up high on a shelf, you would get your little step stool or ladder or climb on top of a counter or however you had to do it and go up there and get the cookies. Or sometimes somebody walked into the kitchen and look at you, cookie jar in hand. You might have been so scared and startled by somebody catching you. You might have dropped the cookie jar, broke the cookie jar, cookies all over the place. Look, you done dropped all these cookies all over the place, and you ain't going to be able to eat a single one because you getting in trouble. JJ, you in trouble. JJ, you in trouble. Getting caught with your hands in the cookie jar. However, getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar is not turning yourself in. Just because you got caught doesn't mean that you turned yourself in. It actually means the opposite. And just because you got caught doesn't mean that you're going to tell the truth. A child who is on his way to becoming a liar might say, yeah, I was actually putting the cookie back. Yeah, initially, I was going to go get the cookies. But I started to feel bad because I didn't ask for the cookies. So I was actually, you actually saw me putting the cookies back. I was putting the cookies back because I knew I was wrong and I was going to go ask you, could I have a cookie? Some parents, some adults will let a child get away with that. I think it's cute. I've seen it. I've definitely seen it. Caught them taking the cookies. They figure, well, that's not a real crime. The cookies are for the baby. We just don't want them, you know, glutton. Act like a glutton for the cookies, you know, baby kid get all fat and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We don't want that. But they are his cookies, so technically he can't steal what belongs to him. I didn't buy the cookies for anybody else in the house, but the cookies for the kids. He's one of the kids. So anyway, bottom line is you can explain your way out of getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar. That's not a form of turning yourself in. You may even be able to convince somebody that you were doing the right thing. My little brother took a cookie out of the cookie jar, so I was going to put the cookies back. Now you done snitched on your little brother. If you're telling the truth at all, you might be lying. Your brother's a deaf mute. He's a deaf mute. He can't hear what anybody is saying to him, and he can't explain his way out of the situation. But because he's deaf mute, he's probably not going to get his ass kicked. Anyway, you know the term getting caught red-handed? You know, since we're talking about, you know, we're talking about little cliches that we use to symbolize getting caught. The term getting caught red-handed, you know where that comes from? I read somewhere before that the term getting caught red-handed came from when you rob a bank and they put a dye pack in the bag where they put the money. Dye pack explodes after you leave the bank and it dyes the money red. So it's hard to get rid of that money because all businesses are alerted that if you encounter money that has red ink all over it, it has been stolen from a bank. So you're going to have a hard time getting rid of those bills. And there's no way to clean that money up. That would require a different type of money laundering. But let me look that up. Let's look that up because that may not be true. I read it somewhere, but it was a while ago. Where does the term getting caught red-handed come from? That's not what I said.
Boxing. According to
Where does the term getting caught red-handed come from?
That the term actually originated from boxing, where in the... According to onlinespellcheck.com, according to history, the term caught red-handed originated in Scotland. It is said to have its roots there as early as the 1400s.
Oh, wait a minute.
This phrase was used around the 15th century for people who were caught with blood on their hands.
Oh, getting caught from the 14th century, came from Scotland. Oh. So what I read must have been the updated version of getting caught red-handed. So they're talking about with blood in your hands. So, like, if you stab somebody or hurt somebody and they were bleeding, you had blood on your hands. But that's another saying. That's another saying. How about that? Getting caught red-handed. Where's the version that I... Interesting. Huh. Now you got me wondering where I got the dye pack thing from. Well, when the dye pack goes off, it does expound or spew a red ink. But there are other colors that it can dye the money too. Blood on your hands. That's another one that I think that you could explain your way out of. So you could say, look, the blood is on my hands because I was trying to give them CPR. They were shot in the chest and I was giving them CPR, and that's how I got this blood on my hand. It might not explain the blood on my ankles, on my socks, but depending on how I knelt down in order to give the chest thrust, you know, it could happen to anybody. Bottom line is, I ain't do it. How about that? I didn't do nothing. So, all right, getting caught red-handed is also not a form of turning yourself in. You can explain your way out of having blood on your hands, getting caught red-handed. You could say, well, look, I didn't steal any money. It wasn't me who stole any money. But maybe I was close to somebody who did steal the money. But it wasn't me. The bottom line is, it wasn't me. Wasn't me. It wasn't me. No, it wasn't. No. So what do y'all know about turning yourself in? Have you ever done it? Have you ever purged yourself? Have you ever decided, listen, I can't live with the guilt of what I've done. I know I was wrong. I know that I'm going to have to pay the piper, or maybe you feel like your salvation is at stake. Like, I know I'm going to go to hell for this one. No way am I going to survive in the afterlife for what I've done. You know, people who have been raised in the church are raised to submit to their guilt. They're raised to submit to their guilt. So when you know that you've done something wrong, you know that you're supposed to admit what you've done or go to confession if you grew up in the Catholic Church. You know, Catholic Church believes in purging themselves. Tell a priest what you've done. And he will tell God what you've done. And, like, don't go to God yourself. Go to the priest, and he'll tell God, because he has a closer relationship with God than you. God will listen to him. He'll do the priest. He'll do Father a solid, not necessarily you. Sounds like I'm being blasphemous, but that's honestly the energy that they give off. And it works for a lot of people. If any of you grew up in the Catholic Church, you know what I'm talking about, and you know that there's some truth in it. Going to confession at a young age. And you are 7, 8 years old. Going to confession. Grooming you to tell the truth. It's a form of therapy. You know, if you can see the good in it, it's a form of therapy. That's kind of what they mean by the truth will set you free, or the truth setting you free. You know, once you get that off of your chest, it's like taking the weight of the world off of your shoulders, and it can allow you to start concentrating on the other more important things that are going on in your life, and it can make you feel better and make you a better person. We also know that the truth can get you locked up and do mad years in prison, take you away from your family and lead you to a life of abstinence or rape or homosexuality, you know, that kind of thing. But when we start talking about turning ourselves in, when you start talking about turning yourself in, if you've ever turned yourself in for any reason, if you've ever gotten in trouble in school and went to your teacher or the principal or whoever and said, yeah, I was the one who did it. I was the one who pulled the fire alarm. You could have done that. You could have done that. Maybe you weren't even really the one who pulled the fire alarm. Maybe it was just your idea. But in order to get your friends off who may have been in bigger trouble than you, maybe you took the heat. You took the fall. Yeah. I pulled the fire alarm, and I'm so sorry, because you knew that you were they considered you to be a good kid, and they were going to let you off with maybe a warning or slap on the wrist. But maybe your friends who actually did the crime or were more responsible for the crime, maybe they were in danger of getting suspended or expelled, or you knew that they had abusive parents and they was damn near going to get killed for getting in trouble at school. Whatever the case may be, nonetheless, you may have taken the initiative to turn yourself in. What T. Carey Wright said? What she say? Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Yes. 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 Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Well, they say we live in sin, you know. I mean, I wish they would. I wish religious people would make up their mind. They say that there's no way to escape sin. Yet, in religious cults, they wanna do sinners in. You are a sinner. You are a sinner. I play a video game. I don't know if any of y'all are gamers. But I play a video game called Far Cry number 5, Far Cry 5. And in that game, you are fighting a religious cult. And you listen to some of the, you know, you listen to some of the characters, you know, as I'm blowing people away on the game and they're trying to kill me. They keep calling me a sinner. You are a sinner, and sinner, you will be punished. Like, well, ain't you a sinner too? How come you get to kill me for salvation? But if I'm just trying to do my thing, I'm a sinner. Yeah, well, you'll go crazy trying to make sense of some of the religious rhetoric. But it's a pretty cool game, Far Cry 5. I started off playing Far Cry 6. And I was like, yo, this series is pretty dope. Let me see if some of the other games in the series are as good. Because Far Cry 6 was extremely dope. So have you ever done it? Have you ever turned yourself in for any reason? Have you ever gotten yourself in trouble? Have you ever done something maliciously or non-maliciously? And you felt so bad about it that you wanted to clear your mental and emotional space. So you said, listen, I gotta let somebody know what I've done. I gotta go ahead and throw myself on the mercy of the court. Is that you? Would you do it? Have you done it? Would you do it again? Like I said, man, you know, people who have been suspected of committing murder, whether they've done it or not, some people have turned themselves in because it was a less dangerous way to face your accusers, you know. In this city, we have had many incidents in which policemen have been shot and killed. And you know, when a cop gets shot, they pull out the dragnet all over the city. Any known addresses that you have known to stay or go to, the cops are coming there. They're coming there with warrants. They come in there without warrants, but they're going to find whoever shot and killed a police officer. You're not getting away. You are not getting away. There's going to be video surveillance. Your image is going to be plastered all over the TV and the news and in the newspapers. There's nowhere for you to go. All your friends and families, your lovers, ex-lovers, family down south on the West Coast, up north, Midwest, all of them are being contacted until they find out where you are. Anybody who knows you is going to be questioned. Your best friend, your girl, your ex, your side joint, anybody and everybody. When was the last time you seen them? Shoot, people get locked up for acting like they didn't know. So you almost have to turn yourself in for knowing. How do we feel about people who turn themselves in? I ain't gonna lie, I'm against it. I say let the cops do their job. They get paid. Let them do their job. A warrant for your arrest may be issued. Have any of you ever had a warrant for your arrest? I have. It's an interesting little thing, because all warrants for your arrest aren't cut from the same cloth. You could have a warrant out for your arrest for a very minor offense. You can have a warrant out for your arrest for tickets, parking tickets, moving violations. And that's what I've had, warrants for my arrest out on. For you owe $1,000 in traffic tickets. You're like, you ain't paid the money, or you stop paying on your payment plan. We got a warrant out for your arrest. We got a warrant out for your car. Like, when we find your car, we gonna boot it and we gonna tow it, and it's gonna cost you a whole lot of money to get it back. See, you only owe $1,100 in these tickets, but with all the fees and the extra expenses that we're going to put on it, you'd be lucky to get your car back for even $1,500, $1,800. It can get bad. But what you turn yourself in? Nora says, I won't get mad. Just tell me the truth. Yeah, okay. T. Carrie Wright says, depends on the crime. That's understandable. And she says, if this is a crime against a child, turn yourself in. Well, I figure if you would commit a crime against a child, what's the likelihood that you're going to turn yourself in? I would think that somebody who would heinously harm a child probably isn't the type of person that feels a lot of guilt. That's probably somebody that's very dangerous to society. Look, man, I don't know how real certain things are, but I've seen videos on the internet with mothers or parents of babies, and I mean babies, beating the baby up. It's like, it makes me sick to my stomach. Like, are you crazy? Internet, you know how the internet is. Like, why would you do something like that, and why would you let somebody tape you doing something like that? How would that ever make the internet? But it does. It does. And I don't think those are the type of people who would turn themselves into authorities. But I will say this. I think that if you harm a child, especially, an innocent baby under 2 years old, I think that whether you turn yourself in or not, you should have your ass whooped way worse than that child. It may not make it even. It may not make it right. But we got to make it work. Okay. So, that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. Turning yourself in. Turning yourself in. You cheated on your boyfriend. Cheated on your girlfriend. Have you ever admitted, even without getting caught, that you turned yourself in? People have done it. And I've seen it done. And it didn't make the situation any better. I've seen it done, though. Listen, baby, before we get married, I just want you to know. Listen, this might, I hope you can forgive me for this, because, you know, this might make you look at me differently, or it may even have an effect on the way that you look at me from now on. But, you know, I had sex with your cousin or your sister a few times. I had sex with your girlfriend a few times, and it was a long time ago. It was when we first met, but yeah, I did it. Or, you know, such and such, I got such and such pregnant, but she had an abortion, and I just felt so bad about this. I just want to clear my closet and put everything on the table before we make this move. I hope you can forgive me. I was like, yo, you ain't have to do that. You already got away. You got away, dog. One thing I've never seen before, I ain't never hear no woman tell a man that she got pregnant by another man and she didn't have the baby. Like, you remember I was pregnant last time and we thought it was yours, but I had a miscarriage. That wasn't really your baby. I wasn't carrying your baby. I was carrying some. It ain't going to happen. I'm not saying that women are less honest, but I think that they may be a little better at not turning themselves in unnecessarily or unprovoked. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying something. T. Gary Wright says, it's a crime against my child. Stay right where you are. I'll be right there. I hear that. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I had a warrant and didn't know it until on a job search, I decided to go get a records printout. A court summons went to an address where I no longer resided. How about that? Carol says, wow, Norris, but it can happen. Word. Shoot, I've gone to court, and that's how I found out I had a warrant. I got stopped a routine traffic stop, and they were like, yo, you know you had a warrant? And I'm like, what warrant? They was like, listen, man, you know, because the cops can take you into custody right then and there, but they didn't do that. They said, listen, go down to City Hall, you know, and get this warrant taken off of you. Now, they could clearly see that it wasn't a serious warrant, so they gave me a break. I didn't even really realize the break that they had given me, but they said, no, you know, go get that warrant off you. You don't need to be riding, you know, running around these streets with this little warrant on you, because the next cop might not be so lenient towards you or something like that. You go down there, and you can easily get it taken off. You know, you just have to get back on a payment plan or something like that. Carol says, if you harm a child, you really need to just turn yourself in. It can only get worse if you're on the run. Yeah, but that's the problem, because you're probably not on the run. A lot of people who harm children are actively doing it. They're actively doing it. Unfortunately, people see people hurt children, harm children, abuse children, and they don't tell. They don't go to the authorities. We go to everybody. We go to the gossip corner. Yeah, such and such is having an inappropriate, you know, relationship with a child. You know, he go with them. Just like we were talking about the other day when we were talking about what if your child brought somebody home who was, you know, older or younger, whatever. Yeah, unfortunately, on the streets, we don't always go to the cops to tell what's going on. We go to our neighbors. We go to somebody that we hope will snitch. It's a problem. Our priorities aren't always where they should be. Because if our priorities were always right where they should be, then children wouldn't, or adults wouldn't complain of how long they endured abuse as children. You know, you have so many teenagers that ran away because they just couldn't take being abused anymore, day in and day out, sexual and physical. Nar says it was all cleared up, though. That's good. Nar says, I spent 5 days on a 4th of July weekend locked up with no explanation until I finally saw a judge. Ugh. My brother, you did a 5-day bid? I don't care what nobody say. That's a nice little bid right there. 5 days? You missed the 4th of July? And that's your birthday month? Okay. TKI Wright says, nah, they were right to tell because the cousin will blow it up as she's making a toast at the wedding. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. A lot of times no. Especially if you still messing around with the cousin. I've known some cousins who kept it under wraps. It all depends. You know, sometimes breaking up with a person can cause a lot more damage than staying with them. Yeah, it's a lot more to that cheaper to keep a saying that meets the eye. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, what's going on? It's Stacey White. Thanks for coming on by. Appreciate it. Carol says, Taki, yep. Just come clean. It all comes out in the wash anyway, as my grandmom used to say. Mm-hmm. That's one way you're looking at it. I don't know. It depends on the parties involved. Little underground illicit relationships have been known to go on for decades. Yes, they have. Carol Chamberlain says, I'd rather turn myself in than have to face the family of the child. I'm just saying. Yeah, well, in that situation, I understand. But shoot, if people were willing to live up to the expectations that we have, would they be child abusers in the first place? I don't think so. I doubt it. I'm going to have to be careful with this one. Because the reason that this drink is red, because it has beets in it, this thing is Stain City. Stain City, baby. Did y'all notice my Eagles decals? I don't know if y'all peeped that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all probably saw that one a couple of weeks ago, but this one. Look, I got another one. This one's going to go up soon. You like that? Nice. Big. I'm going to be repping mine. I'm repping mine. When is repping time? Okay. No, it says, I watched the fireworks from the TV in our pod. Wow. And he also says, and read Richard Pryor's autobiography. Yeah, that's an interesting body of work. Carol Chandler says, it's a really sick individual to harm a child. And yes, there are lots of sick folks out there.
Yeah, they are.
And Carol says, yes, I noticed it was like It was like he going to have a whole wall. Yeah. What I don't want to happen this year, whether we go to the Super Bowl or not, I don't want to miss a minute of this. I don't want to go to the Super Bowl and be like, yo, I should have been repping harder all year. And be like, nope. When my team go to the Super Bowl and win it, I'd be like, yo, I was right there. Here go my jersey. Not this one. You know. That's right, Carol. She says, I know that's right. Oh, bought some new gear too. That's right. We going to take this ride. It ain't going to be like the Phillies. The Phillies crept up on everybody. That ain't going to happen with the Eagles. We seen them coming. Like, nope. The Phillies came on late in the year, lift their way into the playoffs, and had a shot at winning the World Series. And most of us didn't even know the names of the players. That ain't going to happen with this team. No. But, yeah, turning yourself in. There's, like I said, you know, you could have done anything that gave you a guilty feeling. And you may have felt the need to go ahead and come clean to the person that you did it against. But you have to take into consideration the consequences of your actions of turning yourself in. Because just like there were consequences of doing what you did in the first place, if you got away with it, sometimes you can go ahead and open up a bigger can of worms by turning yourself in. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get Amism Show. So make sure that y'all hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. If nothing else, hit the like button. Make sure that you hit it don't cost nothing to hit the like button. I ain't asking you to buy nothing. I'm not giving you my Cash App or nothing like that. Just hit the like button. It's okay to like a show. I mean, you're here. You're listening. You might be learning something. You might be liking something. So hit the like button. Okay. They don't give up the names of people who liked it. It just, you know, it's just a like. It's an anonymous. Okay. But yeah, there could be consequences to turning yourself in. You cheated on your man. You cheated on your woman. You're not cheating anymore. Do you think it's a good idea to go and tell your man or your woman that you cheated? Because they may not have been looking at you like a cheater. Now they are. And you had all the control over that. So now you're having to defend a position that you don't even hold anymore. When you was cheating, you didn't turn yourself in. Now that you're clean, now that you're good, now that you're free, you want to go back and be like, listen, it be eating me up inside because you are so good to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? And you might have beat the case. You go turning yourself in a situation like that. All I'm saying is it might be a better idea to just go ahead and pledge to do better from now on. Yeah, you cheated back in the day, but you got away with that. Didn't no kids come out of it. No STDs, no crate. No, you didn't bring anything along for the ride. Hey, I'm just saying what I don't think is a good idea. You might feel like, no, I think you should be totally honest with whoever you're dealing with. If you sleeping with somebody, you married to somebody, why would you want to be with somebody and be living a lie like that? Like, well, you're not living a lie no more. You was living a lie before. But what do y'all think? Is that a good idea? Is it a good idea? Let's take a scenario. You know, a lot of girls take girls trips. They go with they go down to Miami, go to Costa Rica, go to the Bahamas, go to Jamaica, go to Puerto Rico, go to Dominican Republic. Let's say you go to one of these places, one of these resorts, one of these paradise islands. And while you were there, you was nosing around with one of the chicos. A chico, a yardie. You know what I mean? You know, there was alcohol involved, or at least you was drunk. You was drunk with passion. I mean, you ran up in something or let something slide up inside of you. It only happened while y'all was there. When you came back home, you went right back to your faithful ways. If you were faithful. But let's just take that as an example. Let's say you really did have a moment of weakness or a few moments while you was over there, but you didn't bring that energy or any of that stuff back home with you. Would the guilt of that make you tell on yourself? So now if you ever take another trip without your man or without your woman, they're going to be wondering, I wonder if they are doing the same thing that they didn't tell me that they was doing last time. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? I don't know. Some things just need to be. Now, I'm not saying that turning yourself in is always a bad thing, because it can be a good thing. Sometimes you might need to turn yourself in order to at least be able to narrate your story correctly. Like if you know that somebody is going to tell on you, and they're going to tell on you in a way that makes you look bad to somebody else or makes the situation look a lot more malicious than it actually was, it might be a good idea to turn yourself in, so you can at least get the truth out before the truth comes through another vessel. So that might be a good thing for you. It might be better for you to just go ahead and rock out that way. TK Wright says, I'd confess. Interesting. Nars Hill says, if it's irrelevant and won't come back to bite me, mum's the word. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world, says, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's true. That's not true because you have a conscious mind. It depends. Shoot, plenty of people suffer in silence. Some people suffer in silence about shit that they didn't do. You mean to tell me you can't suffer in silence for what you did do? I don't know. Different strokes for different folks. Honestly, this is a judge-free question for me. And I ain't going front. If I don't think that it's going to bring me anything good, I'm not telling. No. Look, I've run many red lights in my life. I don't see myself, you know, pulling over to the 45th district like, yo, y'all ain't see me? Wasn't no red light camera or nothing, but yo, I ran that light. And you know what? I was doing 45 in a 15 mile per hour school zone. Yo, man, I just wanted y'all to know. I mean, go ahead, write the ticket up. You're probably not going to do that. You're probably not going to do that. So I do respect people whose conscience, you know, takes over them and they feel like they have to go ahead and purge themselves. I understand. But I don't understand how your conscience doesn't stop you from doing what you're doing in the first place. Okay, it could be that you were under the influence of drugs or alcohol or the heat of the moment, peer pressure, you know. You could have been under duress. There was no other option to do other than what you did at the time. At the time, it can happen. Everybody doesn't have to understand it. TK Wright says, I'm not confessing to breaking traffic laws or robbing banks. Me either. You know, there are people who would say that if you confess to cheating on somebody, you probably don't love them. There are people who say that. Of course, there are people who say the opposite. There are people who say if you would hold back that type of secret from your lover or your spouse, then you must not love them. I say, don't tell me how to love or when to love. That's what I say. You don't know what I know. You don't feel what I feel. But people say that all the time. You know, it's the internet age. If they love you, they wouldn't hurt you. You know how juvenile that sounds? I'm not encouraging nobody to cheat on anybody, but when it comes to this whole turning yourself in thing, I just don't know if it can do any good. That's all I'm saying. But human beings are able to live with the guilt of one thing and not the other thing. It's weird. Some people can live with the guilt of social crimes, but they can't live with the guilt of spiritual crimes or personal crimes, private crimes. Well, private crimes, I'm not sure if that's the word that I should use for that. But you know what I mean. You know what I am saying. So some people can live with the guilt of something that affects a bunch of people, but they can't deal with something that only affects somebody that's personal to them. Like businesses out here may be doing price gouging and making millions or billions of dollars, or like oil companies that have done offshore drilling, like the BP oil spill. They never purged themselves for that. They never accepted responsibility. Oh, no. They had to accept responsibility, but they never accepted guilt. They definitely didn't turn themselves in for that. But the whole Gulf of Mexico, That ocean is messed up bad. And it's been how long ago? That was that 12 years? That was 12 years ago. I bet you they all were cheating on their wives.
Yeah,
I'm about to put this away. It's starting to get dangerous. It's starting to get dangerous. BP oil spill, baby. Cheryl says, you were probably right about those lights. I'm just saying, man. Turning yourself in. Now, I know cops going to have to come and get me. That's your job. I'm a criminal. My job is to run. Run, Faris, run. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 29th. I'm sorry, the last day of November, November 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Henry Demby. Happy birthday to you. my brother. And also Leah Turner, happy birthday to you. And Wanda B. Booking, happy birthday to you. And Okoro Princess Favor, turning 38 years old today. And Errol Burton, go get her. My man Errol Burton, happy birthday to you. He used to call into the show all the time. And Wanda De Jesus, turning 30 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Vanessa White, turning 66 years old today. And D. Got It Made Williams, turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, Clarence McNair. Happy birthday to you, my brother, Clarence McNair. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 30th, last day of November. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard and remember. Man, listen. Turning yourself in. I mean, your guilt factor. What you can stand versus what you can't stand in the way of somebody knowing or feeling the energy of what they don't know is going to govern whether you decide to go ahead and turn yourself in, confess. I probably should have talked about that. Like, is turning yourself in confessing the same thing? I don't think so. I don't think that turning yourself in and confessing are exactly the same thing. They have some of the same elements, but and they might be cousins, but I don't think that they share the exact same bloodline. When you turn yourself in, like I said, you may still plead guilty. You may be suspected of committing a crime. But when you confess, oh yeah, you say, I did it. And you can confess to a crime without turning yourself in. You can get caught, brought in for questioning, being grilled by detectives or whatever, being interrogated, and then you finally say, okay, it was me. I did it. Yes, I did it. It was me, y'all. I did it. And when you confess to a crime, you have to write out a statement. You can't just be like, yeah, I did it. They'd be like, nope. Need it in writing. It has to be official. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go-Get-A-Mism show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.